Montreal shows up and we have to come in the big room. Usually we're in the hallway.
No, they're going to the cameras. They're going to the cameras.
There's
four. Two, three, four, five, six.
Close up. All right, let's go.
Questions?
Coach, with all the injuries, how big was the test for your leadership group, especially in the season?
Well, the leadership group's been hurt. that's been a big problem. You know, when you lose Stamkos and Callahan, two of your biggest voices, Strawman missed 10 games, go down the list, Palat, and there you go. A lot of your leaders are out, Bishop. And so it's been tough, but we've hung in there, and that's the one thing. And I don't know if, you know, we've led the league in man games lost. I don't know that number, but I'd say we're up there in the quality of players that we've lost to man games. And it's been a trying experience for all of us, but a positive. You know, there's a lot of positives that have come from this, and we've simplified our game. The guys are competing as hard as I've ever seen them compete. And, you know, we've won some games. And, I mean, we've lost a few as well, but we haven't dropped out of the race. And that's been a testament to the guys that have stayed healthy and the American League guys that have come up. So hopefully tonight we'll have a, you know, we've got a few guys coming back tonight. And hopefully now this, you know, can jumpstart our second half.
That's going to be control. When you look at the standings and the fact that you're closer to third in the Atlantic, the wild card is because of how strong the Metro seems to be right now. Like, I don't know if that's added pressure, or how do you kind of view the outlook of the standings?
I don't know. This is, to be honest, this hasn't been standings watch time for us. Maybe this year will be a little different because we're not where we want to be. But it's early still. We haven't even hit the halfway point of the year. And I understand that there's, you know, we're closer to third in our division than we are the wild card. But to be honest, you will beat yourself up if you start looking at the standings and every morning getting up saying, okay, who won, who lost. We can't control any of that. And you know, from your standpoint, you're like, well, how can you not look? You really can't, because for that reason. And it's just, okay, you know what? Let's just build on today. We've got Montreal tonight. Who knows what the final result's going to be, but we better be a better hockey team after this game ends. We got Toronto tomorrow night. All right, better be a better hockey team when we start the Toronto game, and then by the time we end, we better be a better team. And if we keep doing that, the group we have, the points, the standings, that'll all look after itself.
A lot of guys have stepped up from Syracuse since the injuries have happened. Is Pekka getting a chance to get his debut tonight? Or?
Pekka is getting a chance tonight. So it's Christmas season. That's what we do. We give guys their opportunity.
What you thought about his game and what you saw in training camp?
Well, he's got skill. He's got speed. He competes. He just had to, you know, in my time in the American League, there's a transition between college and pro, and you have to learn that transition. And it's first of all, the rigors of the schedule alone is demanding, and that's what the American League does for guys. It's unbelievable development, and Peck has done there, and you know, it's been a mantra of ours forever. It's, you know, you earn your call-ups, and he's earned his right just as everybody else has, and he's paid his dues, and now it's time for him to get a shot. And but he's got the speed to keep up with this game, and we're playing a fast team. You know, Montreal's fast, and so to have a little bit more speed in our lineup is going to help.
Would you have Jack Cooch and Palat tonight?
I'm very. We've moved him up the chart now. So what is it? It's out. Doubtful, questionable. Now we're up to probable. Yeah.
In
the spirit of the football season.
And if this Christmas gift comes true tonight, what would you, having been out as long as they have, what would you say your expectations be?
Well, you can't judge. You know, Cooch is an extremely talented player. For me, he's one of the most electrifying players in this league. Palat is a top-flight player in this league. These guys, They're exceptional players, but I don't care who you are. It's hard to come in your first game back and expect to pick up where you left off. And if they can do that, more power to them. But I just want to make sure that I'm watching them in practice. They've been doing phenomenal work in practice. Just stick to our game plan. Do all the little things that make you successful. Don't try and save the day all by yourself. We've got a supporting cast to help you do that, and they just play their game, they'll be fine.
Good.
Good.
Thank you.